wrapped around your soul with no control.
Hello, welcome to the Lightly in PHP podcast. After a few years of pausing the podcast, I have been going back to present this podcast to bring up what are the new things in the PHP world in the form of video and audio, if you prefer the audio version and you are listening to it. And let me just comment briefly who I am. I am Manuel Lemos. I am the founder and developer of the phpclasses.org site. If you have been in the PHP community long enough, you probably remember that it's a site that is, I'll say, old. Not as old as I am, but it has been in activity since 1999. And I started working with PHP in 1997. I could spend all day talking about my career in the PHP world, but now it's the time to introduce you my friend and collaborator for many years, Samuel Adesina from Nigeria. And I have a great pleasure to have here with us because he's going to share a lot of nice things about what is going on in the PHP world with me. Hello, Samuel. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Manuel. It's good to be here.
Okay. Well, can you talk a bit briefly about you, what you do? What is your relationship with PHP world? Fine.
Okay, yeah, I am primarily a PHP programmer. I've been developing PHP programs for the better part of 7 years now. And I've known PHP classes for a while. I've been writing my packages there. And I'm really excited about PHP 8 now. And it's good to be here talking about it.
Yes, that is the main topic of today. We are in November 14th today, the time that we are recording. You're probably watching this later, which is normal. And you will be introduced to some things that you may be aware or not about the PHP 8 features. I'm going to just show you briefly a page that exists in the PHP site. There is a wiki there, and what you can see is that there was a plan to implement these features many years ago, and lots of people have collaborated, and you can see the plan was long. PHP 8, as far as 7, I mean, was released like, well, say 5 years, if I'm correct, ago. And many people were involved. A lot of work has been done. And I like to pay tribute to many of the developers that collaborated to make PHP 8 possible. PHP as a community is like a big enterprise. It's not a small number of people. We're talking about probably millions of people that use PHP, like over 7 million. I don't have the accurate numbers. It's just an estimate based on past numbers that were announced. But the people that really make PHP happen, the new versions and the past versions as well, are people that are listed in this page. I know many of them, some personally, others just of talking them over the internet. Many of them, for instance, I know Derek has been in,
with us, yes.
In the PHP community many years ago. Actually, we even invited him to come to a PHP conference in Brazil when we were involved in that. He also is the developer of PHP Debug, well-known debugging extension, very good for integrating with IDEs, and then many others. Duo Draco and Galvão are also people that help organizing PHP events in Brazil. how could stay here and talk about them, many of them. I don't know all of them personally. And
well, we thank them for their services. Yeah. Without them, PHP would not be where it is today.
just to mention, for instance, Zev here is the founder of Zend. Zend was a company that was sold. It was an exit. Zend went to another level, and they did a great job. And it was hard. But everything that is good in life, it's hard because it takes a long time. Many things need to happen. And they are now on other projects. And also Rasmus, who is the founder of PHP project. He created the initial implementation of the language, and then start collaborating with other people that have been in the community since many years ago. And thank you, Im, for being open-minded to collaboration, because the collaboration is what makes things happen in a big way. That's my experience. And let's thank them for this. I could stay hours talking about all of the people that I may know or not, but we don't have the time, and we are practically ending this podcast, and it's up to you. This is just one episode of the Lightly Equipped PHP podcast, on which we are talking about PHP 8. We will also talk about other aspects. What I would like to end this podcast, if you allow me, we are doing this podcast is also work. Like work of collaboration. We are not asking anybody to pay us. We are doing this because we have fun. We are doing this as a part of the content that will be published in the Pitch Because site as well in YouTube. And what we would like, if you allow us, is that if you would like to support not only the PHP community as a whole, but also the PHP classes, is try to find this in the PHP classes. Just to show you that
the best choice to live you need as a PHP programmer.
This is the official PHP elephant that was allowed to be produced and sold by Vincent Pontier from France, the creator of the design. There is an improvement like PHP 8. Think about this is the PHP 7 elephant. The PHP 8 is more like this. This is the pink, as you may see. And we are going to also make available the possibility to personalize your elephants with maybe your name, like Carolina. And this is the PHP Classes logo. These are optional. Actually, you need to do extra work, say that cost a bit more. And one possibility is this, to have the PHP 8 logo there. This is also a design from Vincent Pontier. We are very, very grateful for him and for his kindness. He's been supporting the site for many years. We not only he allowed us to produce this one, but also the previous one, which was also an improvement from a contributor of the site. And we wanted actually to pay him royalties. And he was being kind enough to waive those royalties and all the money that we can get to the site is reverted to continue further development. We want to pay more contributors, more PHP developers to help us to improve the feature that many developers want. Oh, I would like the PHP classes to be better. And PHP classes will be better in a way that I think many people will like, which is we are going to help developers to buy and sell their own software products written in PHP or maybe APIs or components or courses, many things that will be announced soon and are part of a plan that we have been executing very slowly, but is moving on every day a single bit until we get there. So we hope in the next months we open the PHP classes marketplace, which will be like many markets that are out there on which can help you, Samuel, or other people to have their products sold in the market. So basically, that's it. I would like to thank you for the opportunity to listen to us, and hopefully we can have, we have provided value in terms of knowledge about the new feature PHP 8.8, as well features for the upcoming versions of PHP. That version, I mean, the other features that we have, PHP has been implemented. And on my behalf, that is all for now. I'd like to leave you with the last words from Samuel. Last words for now is not going to die. Okay.
thank you for this episode of the about PHP 8. And I would just encourage you to check it as soon as it is released, which is hopefully in less than 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Let's see us again soon. If you would like to propose topics or even participate in the podcast with us, just contact us. We're going to make available the contacts. We are very accessible. Anybody can contact us. Send us emails, send us spams, send us complaints, send us compliments, send us whatever you feel it's right for you to comment. So we will be waiting for your comments or not. It's up to you. On my behalf, that's all for now. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Can you feel it wrapped around your soul?